بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Continue with the muzakara of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are busy with the muzakara of the sunnahs of wuzu. And we learned yesterday that one needs to make masa of the head and then make masa of the nape also, the back of the neck. On the same wet hands that you made masa of the head, now in the same wet hands you rub it at the back of your nape. And there is so much great benefit in there that all the tiredness of a person, Allah Ta'ala will take out for you. So there is so much benefit in our wuzu that scientists are only realizing now. And we don't have to worry what scientists discover. 1400 years ago, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a perfect way of life with all goodness. So we just have to accept it wholeheartedly and bring it into our life. But unfortunately, we haven't taken heed and we didn't realize the value, so we see our condition today. So the easiest way is to come back to sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make ta'aleem of sunnat, bring one sunnat in our homes, then all the darkness will go away automatically. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Further with regard to the ash'ar that we read, when we make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, yesterday we discussed with regard to one of the ash'ar we read when we make zikr of La ilaha illallah. Today we'll mention one ash'ar we read when we make the zikr of Allah, Allah. When we make zikr of Allah, we just concentrate, put your mouth in line with your heart, and just concentrate lightly. How there's a tongue in my mouth, there's a tongue in my heart. And how Allah is coming out from my tongue, it's coming out from my heart. And not only that, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّيُ بِحَمْدِي. Everything Allah gave the ability to read the tasbih and the praises of Allah. So whatever is around me, whether it's the roof, whether it's the floor, whether it's the carpet, everything is engaged in the zikr of Allah. And now Allah is allowing me to make zikr. And you make with that little concentration, and then you start realizing that as a person says, Allah, 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 is Allah, I forgot you, you didn't forget me. That's why you brought me here to make zikr. And then a person starts to realize, as you're making the zikr, from the bottom of your heart it will come out. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiko ka meena aur jaam hai. That, oh Allah, what a wonderful name you have got. Just the name of Allah is God. It's so encompassing. All that you need is in the name of Allah. So much that our mashayikh, our shaykh, our dada shaykh has taught us. When you take Allah's name, just stretch it little at the end. And see, you say Allah. At the end, if you stretch it, then your ah comes out. In other words, in Allah's name, your tawbah is there. That Allah, you gave me this life, and ah, what I did with my life. I forgot you, you didn't forget me. So how enjoyable and beautiful is your name. And in your name, Ashiko Kamina or Jam hai. The lovers of Allah, they get the enjoyment like the wine of Allah Ta'ala, and the goblets are being given to them while they're making the zikr of Allah. Then you won't turn to all the entertainment of this world, and you realize the real entertainment is in taking the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What the people in the tavern and the bars know, they think they're enjoying their wine, but they lose themselves. They don't know who they are. This is the real wine Allah has given us, the wine of the love of Allah, but you have to get it from the person who is distributing that wine. And that is the barman, that is our sheikh. He is the one who is teaching us what is this wine all about. And when you start getting just this idea of this, just an iota of this reality, you won't want to leave your zikr out. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to understand all these important aspects of our deen. Further, with regard to our lessons on Anwaru Salah, which as we can learn, this is the lesson for our whole life, how to bring our life in order and how to bring our deen and dunya in order. So further, we are busy discussing with regard to ruku, qawma and sujood. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allatheena istafa amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو مؤرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم. So how to bring a namaz of reality and a namaz of life, then we learned that when a person realizes the special and great favors of Allah, and Allah has allowed me this very, very special meeting, now you can't help, you just want to kiss the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala allowed you that first come into ruku, and then you send the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah, now you couldn't bear it, and you just fell at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when a person is at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are so honored, and you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited favors upon me. And in this way, and as we explain, there are two lessons also, and many other lessons. But one important lesson is that مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. When you go into your first sajda, and your head is on the ground, and not on the carpet actually, right on the sand, and you think Allah created me from this. And when you sit in the jalsa, that short time, that just that few seconds that you're going to sit, but that is how long my life in this world is. I got no time to waste in useless activities, etc. And this you'll only come to know in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise you think that our life, I'm still a youngster, I'm still a small boy, etc. It's a lot of detail, but there's no time. So anyway, and then when you go into your second sajda, for that, مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. فِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, I'm going to return to that sin. How long I'm going to take? Just one. And this is not just you saying it that my life is so short. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, 950 years he gave da'wat of the oneness of Allah. And according to narrations, he lived for over 1,000 years. Some narrations 1,040 years. And when he passed away, Malakul Maut himself asked him, now you left this dunya and you went to akhirat. You lived so long. What do you think how long you live in the world? He said, it seems like I entered my house from the front door and I went out from the back door. And what is our life? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every life of my ummah is 60 and 70. And today with the fast forward life that we got, when seeing the Qabristans in the last 10 years, you'll see the boards, the ages of the people that passed away, all 40 and lower. So there's no time to waste in our life. So then further, Sufi Iqbal explains, Janna chahe ke ruku jo maqame bari ta'zeem ka hai. That remember this opportunity that Allah gave you to bow down, to make ruku to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a position of great greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That such a great king, and Allah ta'ala is allowing me to be in the presence of Allah. And Allah ta'ala is allowing me to, it's just natural that a person just wants to bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, so this great honor that Allah ta'ala blessed me, that such an honorable, useless servant like me, and Allah knows our ins and outs. In front of people, we can still put on a show, no, I'm a great, very great Maulana, I got a big jubba, amama, everything. But our reality, Allah knows in and out. And Allah allowed us to come in His presence. And now I'm appreciating the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usse banna ko maloom hua ke tujh par bari inayat sahib ki hai. That now you realize that Allah Ta'ala's unlimited favors is upon me. Every split moment, how can I be the loyal slave of Allah? How can I just become a die-hard lover of Allah? It's supposed to be a natural thing that a person just becomes the obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we explained, this doesn't just come from kitab. It doesn't just come from listening to lectures, etc. This comes when you sit in the company of the true slaves of Allah. Then you'll understand this reality. As we find, Akbar Allahabadi was a judge in the time of the British. Outwardly in dunya, he had lot of the degrees. And outwardly, he had a high position in dunya. He was a judge in the time of the British when they were ruling India. But when he came at the feet of the men of Allah, then he had to admit and gave lessons to the people of the world. That na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. You won't get deen just by reading in the kitabs. Just by reading, you can become a alim, you can become a mufti, you can become who, and then you can give big bayans. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se. You can spend in a path of Allah. For a rich man to give a million rand, it's simple. But to take out one sin from your life, see how difficult it is. So this will only come buzurg na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Deen will come in your life with the the special gazers of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So make ta'alluq with that, what wali of Allah, and make ta'alluq with a friend of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and take all his special nur from his heart, that is, follow his lifestyle, and then we'll understand what is two rakats namaz. The whole world and the hereafter put together can't equal two rakats namaz that Allah is blessed. The richest or the poorest person, all are blessed. So Ya Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that it was the special unlimited favors of my great creator, sustainer. So aise maqame buzurg mein badoon talab, that he have gave me this honorable position to be right in the court of Allah one to one without even desiring it. I didn't even desire, I didn't even know this is the greatest gift I can get. And I was rather thinking of some other thing of dunya. So Allah Ta'ala gave me this great, great honor. And Allahu Akbar, if we don't appreciate it in this dunya, and we think, ah, this is not so important, I'm a big CEO of this company, and I'm a minister, and I got this appointment and that appointment. Allah Ta'ala says the reality of everything will open up on the day of Qiyamah. And that day, one scene Allah may make, that according to Allah's shan, we won't understand it. But Allah says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِيُ وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِيًا أَبْصَارُمْ تَرْهُكُمْ ذِلَّ وَقَدْ كَانُ يُدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ صَالِمُونَ. When Allah exposed his shan, Allah doesn't have a shan like a human being. In other words, Allah will expose in the year after a billion, there's no number to explain, just an iota of the beauty of Allah. And then you'll want to bow, you'll want to fall at the feet of Allah. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِ وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. And it will be called, make sajda, your back will become hard. Your back will become stiff. Why? In dunya, when the muazzin called you, come to the court of Allah. Come to your beloved. Come to the most beautiful, the most kind, the one who's granting you all favors. You are proud and arrogant. Now your back will be stuff. You won't make to able to make sajda in the akhirat. So let us come to reality and realize that without desiring it, without, we don't need baghair badoon talab or ijazat kisi naqeed chobidar ke tusku dakhil hua. Allah didn't put that you have to apply online every time. Can I come for just namaz? Or I have to ask the security guard? Or I have to ask anybody? Without any restriction, Allah opened the riches of the riches or the poorest of the poorest. You come, the earliest you come into the court of Allah Ta'ala, masjid door supposed to be open 24/7. Unfortunately, like Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali said, and when you brought the dunya into your masjid, now you need to lock your masjid. When we didn't have dunya and musallis were in the masjid, then there was no, you never used to hear that they broke into this masjid, they broke into that masjid. The security of the masjid is not security guard or all these CCTVs, etc. And that also asked our mufti whether it's permissible or not. The security of the masjid is the musallis in the masjid. One person spending his night in a masjid, Allah will protect the locality and the whole town. So we have to realize that Allah gave us this great opportunity. Isi waaste bahut tareef karta hai aur pishani apne khaas par rakhta hai aur baar baar kehta hai subhan rabbiyal aala, subhan rabbiyal aala. So when a person realizes, oh Allah, what a honor you gave me. What, this is not a duty, it's not a responsibility as such. It's a great honor. And that is why now you're just trying to pour out the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And where should we know how to praise Allah? In that, when somebody is so kind, and and he's talking to you so kindly also, and you know you are nothing in front of him. You just want to praise him. What a man you are. Allah Ta'ala, now you put your head on the sand, and over you just repeating with love. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. That, oh Allah, me I'm the lowest of low, and you are the highest of highest. And not just the highest of highest, Allahu Akbar. Now, Dada Shaykh used to say, one is the literal meaning of Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. That, oh Allah, my Rabb, my Creator, Sustainer, you are pure, you are free from any blemish, and you are the most lofty, most high. But the loving, as you learn the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you realize, Meri Ali Shan Rabba ki paaki bayan karta hu. My Rabb, who is very, very lofty, and He is my owner, my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher. I'm forced to announce His purity. That Allah is free from any weakness, any blemish, anything, and I am the lowest of low now, and I am bowing down in front of the highest of highest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we'll see, Allah gave us, our Shaykh says, a deen according to our desire. That what we desire, it's here by Allah, but we're looking for it somewhere else. We like a person who lost his coin in a shanty, and then he can't find it. His gold coin, that's his only asset. And he's going out there looking under the street light. And his friend asks him, what you looking for? Your gold coin, he helps him. Where you lost it? There where I was sleeping in your shanty. Say, why are you looking here? Say, there's no light. Here there's light. So tell Qiyamah we can look for enjoyment and pleasure in the club, in the universities, in the schools. You'll never find it. You'll get lost. You'll end up in the mad hospitals. Come to the house of Allah. Come to the mashayikh and learn where you'll get this. And then Allahu Akbar. Or janna chahiye ki sajda maqam nihayat qurb. Or zahuri tajalliyati jamali badshahi ka hai. Allahu Akbar. And understand this reality. When you're in sajda, you are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Akrabu ma yakunu abdu min rabbi wa huwa sajidun. The closest you can be to Allah ta'ala is when you're at the feet of Allah in sajda. And as Hazrat explained also, then you'll understand what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The enjoyment of everything of my life is in salah. But we don't know the reality, so we don't know where there's enjoyment. It's like children, a child who found a gold coin and he sees the ice cream vendor going past, he'll give away a gold coin for one ice cream. And that is what we are doing. The dunya put together can't equal 1-2 rakats of namaz. Many a time, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, a person is asking, maybe for him it's something big, that I need to get now this factory. And you're making every effort, and then du'as, etc. Allah gave you the opportunity to perform 2 rakats namaz, and you didn't get that factory, you're feeling sad. But that 2 rakats namaz is worth millions of factories. But that will only understand in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Hazrat is saying here, that it is a pleasure, that is the position now. You are the closest, and they can't be closer than this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the essence of what namaz is all about. Mi'raj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the arsh of Allah. Allah gave us this gift on a golden tray. And not only that, zuhuri tajalliyati jamal, the beautiful special focuses of the mercies of Allah are just pouring upon you. And who is that great Allah? Jamal-e Badshahi ka, the kings of kings. There is only one king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us in this world to understand things, Allah ta'ala has put examples. Like you think, oh, this man is a king. This man has got some position. But in reality, in the eyes of Allah, and by Allah, nobody has got position besides that slave who has humbled himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you went into your first sajda, and you did this course, abad, and you realize where I am, I'm at the feet of Allah. Like you send a small child, they're going to tell that Mauli Sahab this message. Now he's repeating that message. I must tell the Mauli Sahab when he comes and he just sees that Mauli Sahab, he like gets awe stricken. He gets a bit scared. Now my Abba send me, what must you say? So like that he's explaining, Ye banda mare haibat, mazmoon jo nahi kehna aya. Usi waaste hukam hua ke ek dam thair kar, dusre baar arz kare. Allahu Akbar. Now this person went into sajda, you were awe-stricken. I'm at the court of Allah. I'm right at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's awe, Allah's majesty, Allah's greatness penetrates our heart. And you get, what must I say to Allah? How must I praise Allah ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala knows we like that small child. Allah ta'ala pushes us up into jalsa. Say, no, wait little. Think what your father said. Now you make him sit there a little while, and now he feels a bit calm. Then he realizes. So Allah Ta'ala says, you sit a little while. So that is the jalsa. This little while to learn who Allah Ta'ala is. It's not to spend our life. Zindagi guzarna nahi banana hai. We have to make our life, and our life can be made only to learn who Allah Ta'ala is. Then we'll realize, as Hazrat explained, our object and our niyat of life will be Allah, will be akhirat. Allah created us for His ibadat. Then we'll know what ibadat is all about, the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives you little time. And now while you're sitting in that jalsa position also, and thinking, how I supposed to be praised Allah? But that also Allah says, don't leave it empty. also now ask and beg from Allah Ta'ala. And in that jalsa, that few minutes, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, read your namaz with itminan, with peace. Don't rush into your namaz. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, the person, the worst thief is the person who steals in namaz. Sahaba was shocked, who's going to steal in namaz? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who like pecks on the ground like a chicken, he reads his namaz like that, just up and down. You just got up from the one sajda, you hardly said itminan, and you went to the next sajda. And unfortunately, this is our life, that we just in a hurry. When it comes to matters of deen, Maulana, make it short, everything short. Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi one time went to Bombay, and the people told him, Maulana Sahib, ye to bahut badi city hai, a very big city. Sab bahut busy hai ye. Everybody is just too busy. So, aapka bayan bhi, make it short. Just make a short bayan. And Qari Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, what ulum Allah gave him. He used to speak for hours and hours. And before that, so Hazrat Qari Sahib kept quiet, he listened. When he started the bayan, he asked, who in the gathering here is 90 years old? There might be one person there. Then he asked, who's 80 years? Maybe another one or two people. Who's 70 years? Maybe three, four people. Then he explained, he says, when in the early days, when people were practicing their deen with itminan, they had time for namaz, they had time for tilawat, everything. Allah gave them barakat in their lives. That whole night, Shah Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullahi used to give bayan from after Isha right till Fajr time. And in between, if people just get little tired, he starts reciting Quran Sharif. And the way he used to recite Quran Sharif, people used to go in a trance. Allah's rahmat used to fall down. So he says they were dead zamana when people used to sit whole night for bayan and they didn't get tired. Now we're living in this time that people just want everything short of deen and they want the dunya everything. So Allah made our life so short that we just say now quicker. We want everything fast forward and we're going fast forward to the Qabristan also. So our namaz also make it with itminan and then see Allah will give you peace and comfort in your life and this is itminan. You won't have this rat race running all over. So then in the jalsa of yours, now what must you say? When Allah is giving you a time, that wait little, think what you want to tell me in your sajda. Ye mazmoon hai jalse ka, aur jalse mein hai alfaz kehne nihayat khub aur sunnat hai. So this is what you should discuss with Allah Ta'ala, and this is what you should be begging from Allah Ta'ala. These are the words which are extremely beautiful and full of begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is sunnah to read in jalsa, and as he explained, more in the nafal namazas. According to the Hanafi, more in the nafal namazas, we should try and read this in jalsa, the whole long dua. Otherwise, even in a farz namaz, read Allahumma khfirli warhamni. So here he's teaching us, when you're sitting in jalsa, that is the period between the two sajdas, that short period of life. And this is the dua alone teaches us that what we have to learn in life. The hadith is sahih mein aaye hain. Allahumma khfirli warhamni wahdini warzuqni warfa'ni wajburni. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma khfirli, eh Allah, bakhsh de mujhe. Now in that short time, oh Allah, I come here, I'm your slave. Just forgive me. I'm full of faults. I didn't realize I'm your slave. And so Allah, please forgive me. And this dua, while you're sitting between the two sajdas. Warhamni, or raham kar mujhpar, send your mercies upon me. And each word got so much detail. Our lives will be finished on one word. But we got no time for deen. And we are wasting our time, putting our children in the secular field, etc. And we're getting lost in dunya. Allah, save us, open the eyes of our heart. And make us and turn us back to Him. Or so, raham kar mujh par, or wahdini rabata mujh me. Show me the straight path. And Allah knows this is our greatest need. That is why Allah taught us, come back from me, ihdina sirata mustaqim. Show me the straight path. And the straight path is everything in our deen, dunya, everything. Whatever to do it the right way. You think you got the know-how, but you don't know the know-how. Ask Allah, even I want to just go to a certain place, show me the straight way. The straight way, how, what is the proper adab, everything. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this straight path. And our Hazrat teaches us also, one other wazifa, if you read every day, ihdina sirata mustaqeem, just seven times, Allah will make you do all the right things that whole day. So everything is for us in sirata mustaqeem. And again you begging Allah, wahdini, oh Allah, mujhe raad, Rabata mujhe, and we'll explain a bit more detail how to get the straight road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is you begging Allah, and one is Allah ta'ala says, like a person you begging, show me the road to that place. So there's one of three ways you can go. One is he'll give you a map, today he'll give you Google Maps or whatever. This is the map. So you go, and some people we don't understand the map. Or sometimes there's road works or something, and now the map is lost. He doesn't know this road is closed. Now he's taking you somewhere else. So with that, you can still get a bit lost. So you don't, that is one way. But that is the way you can reach. Another way is he's telling you, I'm going to that place, you just follow me from behind. So you follow him, but now rain started. And then a car overtook you. Another truck overtook you. Now you don't know who you're following. Now again you can get lost. And the third way, so that one is, Iraati Tariq, to show you the road. This is the road. And one is with the map, one is you follow him, and one is Isal ilal Matlub, that to make you reach your destination. And this is what Allah is actually teaching us. When you're asking me, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, I'm showing you how to reach your destination. And what is that? A person tell you, I am going there, you just jump in my car, and I'll drop you off there. You jumped in his car, you were dreaming you're in America. The next thing he said, we reach here, and you see, oh, we're already here. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us, a pious servant says it on behalf of all the mashayikh, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamari saath chalo. You won't able to walk alone on this path of the love of Allah. We walk that path. Our elders showed us, they held our hand. So to say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held the hand of the Sahaba. He showed them the road to Allah. They held the hand of the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in. And today our mashayikh are there. Just hold their hand and you will reach Allah. And you will see, when Malakul Maut comes, you will be in Jannat already. And you get the taste of Jannat in this world. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand. And then further, Warzuqni, Ado Allah, show me the straight path. Or Rabata Mushku. Or Sar Faraz Kar, O Allah. Bless me, Ya Allah, in others with abundance of rizq. That is for my deen, dunya, everything. And our greatest rizq is our deen. Allahu Akbar. It's no time, but anyway, these are important things. Our Dada Shaykh said this one dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa zukna tiba. Which is very important in today's time. That Allah show me the truth as truth. And wa zukni. And give me the rizq to follow it. And what is rizq? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah wa inna nafsa lan tamud hatta tastakmila rizqa. Listen attentively. A person won't die till he eats his last grain of rice or whatever Allah has prescribed for you. Your last drop of water. So it's not about a bullet that will kill you. It's not the hospital or that the sickness that kills you. Till your ration is over, till then you will live. So Hazrat says that make dua wa zukni taba. That Allah make my risk that I don't die till I'm on the straight path. Till I'm not on the true path. So Allah Ta'ala, we begging here, wa zukni, wa fani. And Allah, not only give me risk or nuksan. Sar faraz kar mujhe, and give me great honor. Give me great, give me honor that people give you, respect me. I respect myself. Wajburni or nuksan mera dur kar. And in all my actions, I'm just useless. I'm making this dua. So Allah, you remove all the faults from my actions and you accept it properly. That is Allah Ta'ala. So how kind. So in this way, chalsa aur kome mein siwa in duao ke aur bhi sahi hadithon mein manqool hai. Lekin Hanafi mazhab mein aisa sabit hua hai ke wo duae agar nafal namaz ke kome aur jalsa mein padhe to sunnat hai. Hazrat says there are many other duas that came in the hadith that you read in jalsa and it is sunnat to read also. But he says according to the Hanafi mazhab, this is sunnat to read in the nafal namaz. That is everything besides the faraz namaz. In the faraz namaz, you don't read the long duas. However, he says here that lekin Hanafi, isliye faraz namaz mein un duao ka parna sunnat nahi. It is not sunnat to read the duas in the faraz namaz. But it can be read short, Allahumma khfirli warhamni. So in between the two sajdas, when you sajd, at least read Allahumma khfirli warhamni. In the nafal namaz, read the whole dua. Allahumma khfirli warhamni, wahdini, warzukni, warfa'ni, warbujni, wajburni. And learn the duas and make it part of our life. Isliye ke farz, Allahu Akbar. Isliye ke farz namaz, un duao ka parna sunnat nahi. Magar qawme mein, سمی اللہ لمن حمیدہ اور اللہم ربنا لکل حمد فرض نماز میں بھی سنت ہے But after now, when you made qawwa, when you meant for your ruku, and you stand up into your qawma, in other words, these are du'as to read in jalsa also and in qawma. When you can get up, Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. So he say in qawma, when you're getting up from your ruku, to say Sami Allahu liman hamida, and to say Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Sami Allahu liman hamida, all obviously if you're reading salah on your own. Then imam is, you're reading behind the imam, he'll say Sami Allahu liman hamida. And you will say Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Or Rabbana walakal hamd. And as we learned before also, in nafal namaz, then increase it. Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd, hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan, fi. So all these, so in faraz namaz, this is sunnah to read. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. In other words, the imam will say Sami Allahu liman hamida, we will read Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Fir Allahu Akbar kehkar zameen par rakhe, aur kahe Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Allahu Akbar. Then now he says, come back into your second sajda. When you said that little while, and now you're the awe of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, you subsided little, so to say. You got connected, like when you come to the friend of Allah, first time you come, you're shivering, and then just come regularly, and see how you'll get connected to the friends of Allah. They won't tell you anything. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy, embodiment of mercy. Allah don't say, why you came with this kind of clothes to the masjid? Why you came like this? Allah allows us even to go in sajda, everything. But when we learn these lessons, then you realize, how could I go in front of Allah like this? How could I speak to Allah like this? And then our lives will be just full of tawbah, istighfar. So Allah Ta'ala give us another chance. And now, aur janna chahe ke jis waqt ruku aur sajda kare aur Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko isi tarah samjhe ke ek bar awwal mein samjha Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat explains, now when you do the second sajda according to your ability, how much you got the marifat of Allah and how much the love of Allah comes in your heart, nobody will have to tell you. As we explained, when you get married to your wife in a proper way according to sunnah, then muhabbat, the love that you have, love is not something that is infatuation, just to fulfill your desires. Love is to give from your heart. And Allah is the creator of love. Love is not that you want something back. I gave my beloved something, so she must give me in return. No, you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Now nobody will have to tell you, tell your wife 3 times I love you. Or 3 or 5 times. You just see the words will just come out. Like that in the court of Allah, you won't say only 3 times. In nafal, you'll go to 5, 7, 11. How many times you just want to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here again, Hazrat teaches us a very important lesson. He says, as imam, we have to consider the whole majma. There's sick people, there's old people. So don't think like a imam, you read long namaz, making so long. Say 5, 7, 9 times you're reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Some people are old, some people are sick. And then even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard the children crying, immediately he shortened his sajda, shortened his namaz. So like that, Hazrat says, don't show our piety outwardly in public. Your piety, show it in your private life. Not when you read faraz namaz, you're reading long namaz. And then when you go to read your nafal namaz, up, down, and you're gone. Or you read in front of everybody, Allah save me, all of us, that we read very long namaz in faraz, and then we don't even get up for tahajjud. No du'as, nothing. And Allah Hazrat showed us that those who sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even what people, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, wahamau bainum. When it came to the disbelievers and their lifestyle, they hated it. They didn't follow that lifestyle. And when the kuffar come, say, come, what was your work? You just did that. Not then when you're what your own close ones, the believers, then you are soft, you are kind. Not when your wife phones you and you say, I need some potatoes. So you think I'm your gym, that I'm so busy, you know I'm in the office, etc. And just after that, one woman phones you that I'm offering this product. Oh, what? I'm at your service. Whenever you want to come. So, and then if you're in a plane and you're talking to the air hostess, very kind, people will think, oh, this person got a lot of manners. That is not manners. That is the height of stupidity. That is the height of your foolishness. Your love should be for your wife. And this is when we learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, a person should realize in our private life, then we should cry to Allah ta'ala. Then we should be begging, engage in sajda, long ruku, sajda, etc. In our private life, then and with our own family, etc., be kind, be soft. Our Dada Shaykh Raza Shah Hakim Aksar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, don't think now you're a big Sufi, you went from itikaf. Now you walk in the house with a big tasbih, and you make you rub your eyes and make it red also. Wife must think, oh, big Sufi sahab came in the house. No, he said, that is put the tasbih in your pocket now. Go with a nice smile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hug your wife. Give her a kiss. Say, where does Farista came? This lion, where he came from? Then she'll tell all the neighbors, send your husband, send them in by the khanka. And if you go in Jamaat and you get this character, she'll tell them, send. You won't have to make the skill. So this is what we come to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, all is just words, but the reality of to come. And as Hazrat says, now when you get up and you say, Allahu Akbar again, as we learned it the first time, that all greatness only belongs to Allah. Allah, you are only great. Your command is only great. I only believe in you. I only accept what you say. So when this reality comes in the Allahu Akbar, then when Allahu Akbar got that reality of the greatness of Allah, one Allahu Akbar will blow up all the tents of the enemies. One Allahu Akbar will blow up a building. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu at Khaybar, one man, one Allahu Akbar, and he pulled the whole door of the fort out. What was that? The strength of Iman. When that Allah, reality of Allahu Akbar starts coming in our heart, then that Allahu Akbar, till today we see the Mujahideen, they stand in the bush in Afghanistan, 10 tankers are coming. One of them stands up and says, Allahu Akbar, and he says, Nara, and they all say, Allahu Akbar. These people, they make their pens, they start running, they leave the tanks, and they leave all the equipment for the Mujahideen. So this is when we come and get reality of what Allahu Akbar is. It will blow the world apart, but unfortunately myself and all, we don't have this reality. But as we keep on learning, Allah Ta'ala, when we, like Hazrat says, you see a fire, you won't get scared. Allahu Akbar, and Allahu Akbar will put off that fire. Allah give us this reality. And same like that, the fire of Jahannam, then when you say Allahu Akbar, you won't look at the filthy woman walking in the street. You won't look at that rosy cheeks. You realize that is your Jahannam. So he says, you see, Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko isi tarah samjhe ke ek baar awal samjhata. Ruku mein nazar paav par jamaye. And this is also important now. If you learn to control your outward in namaz, keep your gazes when you in ruku at your feet. And think, what am I? And how beautiful is Allah? How magnificent is Allah? And how am I? I think I'm very smart, but what am I? And understand your reality, your humbleness in front of Allah. Or Allah ki kibriyai, Allah ta'ala ki kibriyai, or barai, or apne zillat ka tasawur kare. And think of the greatness of Allah, the magnificence of Allah, and realize how useless am I. How insignificant I am. I'm not even Allahu Akbar, zarra be migdar. I'm not even an iota that has got any value. And Allah allowed me in His squad. So when your person learns to control his gazes in namaz, out of namaz we'll able to stay away from looking at human. Otherwise we see the Hakim Sahib used to stress on this mazmoon, because he says if you learn to control your gazes, it's like picking up a bull. Then to leave out other gunas will be like picking up sheep and picking up fowls. What difficult it will be. But when we don't learn this reality, in namaz we're not putting our gazes on the right places. Out of namaz, where we are able to go in. And then in namaz, when the humbleness comes into us, then we find. And sajda mein naak par rakhe, naak par nazar rakhe, aur apni hakarat aur khaksari ka tasawur kare. And then in sajda, keep your gazes on the top of your nose. It is not easy to see, but don't close your eyes. The sunnah is to try and look at the top of your nose and to realize, I can't even see my nose properly, and I think my security is in order. You can't even see there's some dirt in your nose, and you say, no, my security is full. We see that the whole world with all their security, whether it's the White House, whether it's wherever, with all their security, there's still burglaries in there. But Allah's security, when Allah puts the malaika to take care of you, the whole world can come and harm you, they won't able to harm you. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that the outward namaz is also important, and the inward namaz is also important. The inward namaz is that current that now will realize what is this Allahu Akbar. And this takes a lifetime. We have to carry on hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. And in namaz, in sajda, when you keep your gazes down at your nose, then you realize, what am I? I'm such a useless. I'm so filthy. I'm everything, every hole in my body, there's only filth in me. and the lowness will come in us, inshallah, and Allah's greatness will start penetrating the heart. Then very important at the end of this sabak, Hazrat says, in arkan ka ki bhi achi tarah mashq karne ke baad, agla sabak shuru kare. He says, in every sabak, first of all, you are supposed to spend 10 days and practice upon it. Read nafal namaz and keep this in mind. Then go to the next sabak. But we want quick life, quick short time. We don't have time. So today everything is fast. Mashai give us zikr same time. They give us khilabat. They're very quick. It doesn't mean that we deserve it. It's now come right. Your life is very short. So here he says that practice this. Every sabak has to be practiced. Learn, try and recap what we have said. And then read 2 rakats, nafal namaz, 4 rakats. Over and over, think of these subject matters that have been discussed. Yeh baat baar baar isliye likhi jati hai ki usko aasan aur mamooli samajhte hue tabiyat aage chalne ka takaza karti hai. It says, Hazrat says, that generally this is our nature, that we think, ah, I heard this, but this is a simple thing, I am doing this thing, and it's very easy, and it's not something difficult, it's not something hard, these are ordinary things, so your nature is such, that no, I know this, let me carry on. But till you don't practice it, you'll see years we'll be learning this, the sabak. Myself first, that we're hearing it years, but we don't make mashq, we don't practice. So it's not in our life. And what is actual tasawuf all about? Magar yaad rakhe ke samaj mein a jana aur baat hai, aur amal mein a jana dusri baat hai. Ke mashq ke baghair, waqt par aaj yaad a jana mumkin nahi. He says one is to know is something else, and one is to be in the practice is something else. And this is the tawuf. As the Tanwi Rahmatullah used to say, apne ma'lumat ko ma'mulat bana de. What you learned in the madrasa, what you learned by the elders, our children went to the maktab, etc. What they learned, they must bring it into our lives. And this is what is the tawuf all about. Otherwise, outwardly, we're doing lots of work of deen, giving big bayans, everything. But nothing is in my life. When that comes in our life, then a person, like Hazrat says, you become a big alim, and you give big bayan. But we ourselves, we say, people don't respect the ulama like today. He says, Hazrat says, you still like a raw kebab. And a raw kebab, you give somebody to eat, even like sometimes Hakim prescribes some kebab for some ailment. But your wife make it and it's raw. You'll spit it out of your mouth. And like that, we fari in the darul umm, whatever, and even whatever we are in our daily chores, but we are like raw kebabs, that you are, people don't want to listen to us, they want to spit it out. But Hazrat says, go to the mashayikh and let them start frying that kebab. Take out all the anna, all something, I think I'm somebody, and all this starts coming out from our hearts, and Allah starts coming. He says, when that kebab starts getting fried, and the smell just starts moving, everybody wants to run. Even a Hindu who says, I'm a vegetarian, he'll become a Muslim. What a kebab this is. And then so everybody will run to us when we get fried. And then we'll understand that our deen is not just based on hadith. Hadith is what you learn in the class. And our deen is based on sunnat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Sunnat is the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That read namaz, perform namaz, perfect your namaz, how you saw me performing namaz. And like today, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not here, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left his perfect model. He left it to the Sahaba. They transferred it. Till today, learn namaz in the company of that man of Allah who learned from his sheikh, till it will go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is how we will learn our deen, not just the theory. Practically, our deen is naqal, and our deen is not just, our deen is to copy the lives of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala went to Kufa, and somebody asked him, show us the wuzu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't give a bayan. He said, bring a lota with the water and bring a small dish. And on the mimbar, he practically demonstrated this. Like that, when we finish our alim course, it is actually the ustad said, it's not the hadith I taught you. What I learned from my ustad, and my ustad, and my ustad, and that is why, in the time of Darul Uloom Dioban, they said, from the guard, the darban, who used to open and close the big gate, tell the muhtamim, everyone was sahib-e nisbat.
So students used to take from the hearts of the ustad, and then they used to become great, and they used to keep contact with their ustad after that to make their tarbiyat. So like that Hazrat explains, when we follow nakal, we follow what we saw from our elders, then if we don't want to go to them and we think, now I'm a big muhakkik, I learn hadith, I'm now doing tahqiq, then you'll make tarif in deen. You start changing the meanings of the hadith also. You say it's like the Arabs also. Now they came to, not long ago, they said, now Amama is no more how we tie our Amama like that. Amama is to throw a scarf on your head. And we see all the stylish ways, the way they put their scarf, etc. So that and many other things. And today worse, ulama are giving different interpretations of deen. That now there's difference of opinion in photography. Difference of what is haram, everybody knows. So when you don't learn naqal and you don't stay in the company of the man of Allah, and we don't get fried in the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then we will change our deen. And it will become zandaka. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala make us realize. And then the next sabak is, now you go into qada and now you go into salam. You finish, make your second sajda. Now you're sitting in between to finish your namaz. Jab waqiye banda arz. Ardash or ta'zim or arz-e hajat or tasbih mawafiq apne hausle ke kar chuka to qabiliyat baithne ki hasil ki agar se baithna samne aise baati aali ja ki tarke adab hai. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, now when you got the full opportunity that you came with proper respects, you realize Allah Ta'ala called me a great honorable, Allah Ta'ala gave me an appointment, and you learned all the etiquettes, everything, and Allah called me not to take me out of my work, but to give me an opportunity to beg from Allah. And only Allah Ta'ala can fulfill all my needs. You can be the CEO of billion companies. You won't able to fulfill your needs. Only Allah Ta'ala Himself. Now when Allah gave you this opportunity to present yourself and the honor and the greatness of Allah, and Allah allowed you to now, and Allah taught us the discussion, how to beg from Allah, and then how to make tasbih according to how much we have learned now, human ability, and then how much is coming to us. You made all that. Now, so to say, after you went to the king, you had a royal appointment, you did all the etiquette, you entered properly, you praised him, everything. Now you say, okay, sit little while. And now, so Allah Ta'ala says, now you got the opportunity that we not were to be sitting in the court of Allah, but now Allah lets us sit in At-Tahiyyat. And in that At-Tahiyyat, while we are sitting also, He says, you're sitting in the court of the kings of kings. Like you're sitting right in front of Allah. And that also we have to learn from our mashayikh, how to sit in front of the mashayikh, how to sit with adab, with respect, all that. So this is what we learn. Then you'll realize I'm sitting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah now allows you that you can sit. Although Hazrat says here, even that to sit in the company of the great king of kings is against adab. Like to sit in the company of our mashayikh is like against adab. But now they say you came with the respect, you came to learn the love of Allah, sat little. So like Hazrat says, now you got up, Allah Ta'ala is so to say telling you sat. Although outwardly it looks like just respect, but understand it in this way. Lekin mazmoon uska misal is tarah samjhe, ke yeh baithna roo-baroo apne sahib ke is waaste hai, ke masalan jis waqt sahib paav apne daraz kare, aur yeh banda ke khidmat paabosi ki, us par lazim hai. Bajal awe ya ye ke muntazir hukam ka hai. So this is two aspects, that now when Allah allows you to sit, Allah gave you this royal opportunity, so great king, now you just waiting when Allah is going to stretch his feet out, that I can kiss the feet of Allah. And in other words, now I can become the true slave. Allah, what is your command? Now I'm ready, and now we'll realize that I'll give my life. And like Hazrat explains, before namaz, you'll already be reading in your mind, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya, I'm making my direction only to Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki, my loving, my dying is only for Allah. Now all this, to get out sun from your life, asan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. It will become enjoyable. So that is one aspect, that I'm waiting to kiss the feet of Allah. Oh ya Allah, whatever your hukam now, my life will be according to your command. So Allah give us this understanding and reality. And while we are sitting in At-Tahiyyat, and what, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he reached Mi'raj, and what conversation when Allah gave him this great honor, what conversation he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that we got it on a golden tray. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate it and put the reality in our hands. SubhanAllah.